This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Feeling great today, but the voice is still missing. So just bear with me, because my voice is catching up to, six weeks since my book was out. And in addition to doing my three-hour national radio show, I've done anywhere between 4 and 10 interviews a day on radio and TV to promote my book. It's a lot of talking. Not to mention business meetings and phone calls and business calls and Zoom calls and TV interviews, like when I do an hour with Alex, as in yesterday. So lots and lots of things going on, behind the scenes. You don't know about my voice is getting used in all of them. So a little bit worn out, but other than that, feeling great. Nothing to worry about. It's just a voice issue. But let me mention a commentary that I just finished 10 minutes ago. This will be the weekend commentary that I put out with Creator Syndicate that's syndicated all over the country in newspapers. And the title is Vaccine Mandate is the Cloward Piven Plan to Destroy the USA and End Capitalism. Back in 1983, I was a Columbia University student learning about a plan to destroy America and end capitalism. It was called Cloward Piven. Named after a Columbia University husband-wife professor team. Their insane goal was to turn America into a socialist communist hellhole. They planned to do it by overwhelming and collapsing the U.S. economy with massive debt created by getting as many Americans as possible on welfare, food stamps, and unemployment. And in the ensuing economic catastrophe and collapse of our country, every business owner would get on their knees to beg government to save them. And at that moment of crisis and chaos, with a nation in flames, we would become a socialist communist country. Don't look now, but it's happening. The communists of Columbia and every other elitist Ivy League school tried to get a majority of Americans on welfare for decades since my old college days. They failed. But now they've opened up a new line of attack. It's a powerful 1-2 punch. First, they've opened the borders to let millions of foreigners into this country illegally, almost all of whom want cradle-to-grave welfare and 100 other social programs. Don't forget, they all need free health care for themselves and their kids and their new babies and their extended families in Mexico and Central America and Haiti and China and wherever else they come from. That alone could overwhelm the system and collapse the economy. That's before welfare and food stamps. And then there's free public school for all their children and expensive English as a second language programs that cost billions of dollars but make teachers' unions filthy rich. Biden is letting in millions of illegal aliens per year and tens of millions over the next decade to overwhelm the system, collapse the economy, and bankrupt America with debt. And as the greatest bonus ever, they'll always vote for the party who let them in and then promises to give them the most welfare. These are lifetime Democrat voters. This is Cloward Piven updated for 2021. But wait, it gets much worse. There is now a powerful part due to Cloward Piven. Democrats aren't content to just open the borders and let tens of millions of illegal aliens in. They also want to make millions of American citizens unemployed and dependent on government, too. And that's where vaccine mandates come in. So part two of Cloward Piven is the vaccine mandate. Crisis, confusion, and division. They're wiping out the ranks of police, fire, paramedics, nurses, prison guards, border patrol, and military. Our nation is being ripped to shreds. These frontline heroes and defenders don't want this dangerous, experimental, for emergency use only jab. There will soon be no one to answer your 911 call. The police will be defunded without voters ever getting a vote in the matter. The military will be crippled. We will be left defenseless. And by the way, that's China's dream. And who owns the White House and Biden and the Biden family? China. But it gets much worse. This will make the supply chain problems and shortages much worse. Truck drivers don't want the jab. They're quitting in droves. Jet pilots don't want the jab. They're on strike now. Ask Southwest and American Airlines why thousands of flights were grounded recently. If these pilots are fired, the tourism industry will be devastated. Shipping cargo by air will be devastated. Without truckers, food and supplies won't make it to stores. Shelves will be empty, just like the old communist Soviet Union. Coincidence? Like I said, this is a communist takeover of the United States. And then there's the economy. With 30 to 40% of Americans refusing to ever take the jab. If vaccine passports are mandated, meaning you have to show your ID before you walk into a restaurant or bar or nightclub, and with that ID, your vaccine passport, well then, restaurants, bars, nightclubs, retail stores will all be crushed. Doubt me? Scotland's Hotel Association just announced a 40% drop in business from the vaccine passport. New York City's restaurants have announced the same size drop in business without my spending or the spending of tens of millions of my fellow Americans who choose to be unvaccinated. Businesses will close by the millions. The economy will collapse. This is Cloward Piven. It's real. It's happening. Democrats are purposely destroying and collapsing the economy. They're defunding the American middle class. It's time to fight back hard. In my best-selling new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, I lay out the only possible answer, civil disobedience, the strategy of Dr. Martin Luther King. We have to hit these socialist, communist traitors and madmen squarely where it hurts, in the pocketbook, with national protests, strikes, boycotts, and acts of civil disobedience. The choice is clear. Resist, or we will lose America, our jobs, our careers, our middle-class quality of life, capitalism, everything good in our lives. It's time to fight like animals. Fight like it's the end of America. Fight like our lives and the lives of our children are at stake, because they are. That's my new column that will be out this weekend, this Sunday, in newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Vaccine mandate is the Cloward Piven plan to destroy the USA and end capitalism. And that, you know, by the way, that's my big issue, right? My biggest issues in life are the open border and the vaccine mandate, that no one has a right to force you or me or our children to be vaccinated. But the third issue is the vaccine itself. It's a disaster. People are dropping dead. People are falling like flies across this country because of the vaccine. You don't need to take my word for it. As I told the New York Times, the VAERS vaccine adverse event reporting system tells you all you need to know, and it's severely underreported by a factor of 10 to 100. So they say there's 17,000 dead because of the vaccine. There may be 170,000 dead. There may be well over that. They say there's 750,000 hurt, crippled, adversely affected. The number may be 10 times higher. It may be 7.5 million. It may be 100 times higher. We don't know. We know that most people never report their death or injuries to the VAERS system. They don't even know it exists. We know it's much easier to fill out the forms in Europe than in America. So in Europe, it's almost 30,000 listed as dead and over 2 million injured. And so I personally know people who have dropped dead from heart attacks and strokes, who were never unhealthy in their lives. Previous history, and in just the last few months, I know several people who have dropped dead after getting vaccinated. So you tell me how it's possible a 24-year-old hockey star in the NHL, Boris Sadecki, dies after collapsing on the ice in cardiac arrest last Friday. 80% of the NHL is vaccinated. Don't tell me a 24-year-old just happened to collapse and die on the ice. 24-year-old, and he wasn't vaccinated, because I don't believe you. 80% of the league's players are vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. Folks, people are dropping dead everywhere. Everywhere. By the way, I made one mistake. He wasn't in the NHL. He's with a hockey league in Austria. And he dropped dead on the ice during a match in Austria. And 80% of the league's players are vaccinated. You know he's not 24 years old, unvaccinated, and he had cardiac arrest. In the history of sports, how many people have ever dropped dead on the field or on the ice or on the hard court at the age of 24 with cardiac arrest? When has it ever happened in history? Do you know how many actors have dropped dead or had heart attacks on the sets of their TV shows in the last 6 months? You know everyone in Hollywood is vaccinated. Why are 40-year-olds suddenly dropping of heart attacks? And by the way, the mayor of Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti, Eric Garcetti, fully vaccinated, tests positive for COVID, and goes into isolation. What's happening is incredible. Anybody can see. A, the vaccine doesn't work. Everyone who gets it, for the most part, is exposed to COVID. And studies prove not only can you get COVID, and we see they do in large numbers, but they also are carriers of COVID, and they're spreading it to everyone else. And yet you're letting them into a football stadium like Raiders Stadium and saying, if you're vaccinated, everything's okay. Well, we know they're carrying the same or higher viral loads than the unvaccinated. They spread it worse than the unvaccinated. And yet we've got vaccine mandates and vaccine passports. Insanity.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. So's my throat. No, I don't even have a sore throat or anything. I've just lost my voice from doing up to 10 interviews a day. You know, and some of them are not five-minute interviews. Most of them are 20 minutes to 30. And Alex Jones the other day was 1 hour on the air on the Alex Jones show. So, I mean, I'm just using up my voice all day. And I just went hoarse, and it's hard to get it back. It's not catching up. Trying with hot tea, lemon, and honey. But it's tough. And all these lozenges, God, I suck on colloidal silver lozenges all day long, and, you know, it's probably the only reason I have a voice at all. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, I keep telling you, that is the answer. Civil disobedience like that, preached and practiced by Dr. Martin Luther King. If it was good enough for Dr. Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement and African Americans in the 1960s and 70s, it should be good enough for you and me and the conservative movement in the 2021s and 22s. We've got to make our point made, get our point across, have our point heard through loud actions. We can't be the silent majority anymore. We've got to be the loud in your face, loud mouth majority. We've got to have strikes. We've got to have boycotts. We've got to have protests. We've got to wrap our arms or lock our arms, lock our hands, and block entrances just like Martin Luther King and his people used to do in the 1960s. We've just got to get noticed that we're not going to allow you to take away our civil rights and our human rights. And, of course, boycotts are the big one. We've got to bankrupt companies and bring them to their knees who support this crap. Fight, fight, fight. The good news is we had so many big wins. So many big wins in Well, everywhere. In Virginia, in New Jersey, in Long Island, New York, in Rochester, in Texas, in San Antonio. Big, big wins. We even had a big win in Seattle, in deep blue Seattle. Republicans won races all over the place. A Republican woman named Ann Davison was elected city attorney in Seattle, in a city where police have been defunded and demoralized. I mean, truly amazing things happened. The media won't tell you about it, but amazing things happened. Davison was elected Seattle city attorney after capturing just under 60% of the vote. Challenger Nicole Thomas Kennedy, 42% of the vote. Davis believes the city attorney's office, Jimmy Davidson, believes the city attorney's office is not a place for setting policy or a place for a radical agenda. It is a place to provide impartial advice to those elected to create policy and to maintain laws so there is public safety. And she beat a public defender and self-described abolitionist who wanted to reimagine the city attorney's office and how it prosecutes offenders. Can you imagine if she had won? So the Republican now gets a four-year term. It's the third largest public law office in the state and one of the largest in the city. And it's stunning news, and Democrats have just got to be terrified. The political landscape is changing. But you notice they didn't learn any lessons at all. They're just committing suicide. They're literally committing suicide. They've decided to go full bore with the vaccine mandates and the spending bills and all their other insanity. You know, there's just no pullback by the Democrats. They're suicidal. First they rigged and stole the election. Then they decided to destroy us and act like they had, you know, they were winning by a mile in a nation that's so equally divided. And the only reason they have any ability to move any policy at all is they cheated and stole two Senate seats in Georgia, or we'd have a commanding lead in the Senate. We could block everything. So with one vote, the vice president, they lead us. And in the House, they lead us by just literally a handful of votes, I think five or six, is their slim lead in the House. But they're ruling like kings and dictators. And I'm telling you, it's not going to work. The people are going to revolt. There's going to be revolution and civil war, if not civil disobedience. I'd like it to be civil disobedience, but I think you're headed for civil war in the streets if they keep this up. It's an illegal occupant of the White House trying to force things down our throat that nobody wants. Matter of fact, here's Rasmussen. Just came in while I'm talking. A majority of voters in America support resisting vaccine mandates. A majority of voters, 52% of likely U.S. voters, support workers refusing to comply with COVID mandates. 38% don't support workers resisting the mandates. 10% are just really stupid. They're not sure. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn-Root.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is backpedaling after President Biden denied a report that the government is planning on paying illegal immigrant families who were separated at the border.
That's how we got here, is because of the last administration. This is what we're trying to deal with here in this administration.
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre confirming negotiations are taking place to settle lawsuits brought by the families separated during the Trump administration. On Wednesday, Biden calling the report saying his administration plans to pay $450,000 to illegal immigrant families' garbage, adding that's not going to happen. The DOJ suing Texas over its new election law. AG Merrick Garland saying SB 1 violates the Voting Rights Act and Civil Rights Act by making it harder for people to vote. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, by the way, I did not mention it. I was remiss. Lee Elsie hosted hour number one, as he does on Tuesday. Of course, a fantastic powerhouse conservative radio host on the East Coast of the United States in Connecticut, on stations that run up and down the 95 in Connecticut, the big highway in Connecticut. They're all over up and down the state of Connecticut, as well as Suffolk County and parts of Nassau County, Long Island. And Lee is the morning host, and he's kind enough to be my, I guess you'd say, guest host on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the first hour. Because I'm such, you know, there's not many radio hosts in America who try and pull off what I pull off, which is I'm a businessman who happens to also do a three-hour radio show. So 2 days a week, I get 1 hour to get more work done, which is such a helpful thing to me. You have no idea. And I'm so thankful to Lee Elsie. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection, one for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. But the big advantage for you is that Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country, which means they can give you incredible deals, and I asked them to give you an incredible deal. And they gave you an incredible deal. They are selling you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. Just say Root, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. The offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com, 800-300-8441. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You get the best deal in the world. All right, my guest is here, Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality Corps. Niger, you're on with Wayne Alaroot. How are you?
What's happening, brother? You forgot a fellow resident of Lower Westchester for many years, a neighbor of yours.
Mount Vernon, New York. How could I ever forget that? I never say Lower Westchester. Mount Vernon, New York.
Mount Vernon. I got to get it right.
That's where we're from, baby. That's where we're from. By the way, my house was divided down the middle, like the Mason-Dixon line, half in Mount Vernon, half in New Rochelle, New York. So actually, I'm kind of a mixture of the two, a New Rochelle boy and a Mount
Vernon. You are a hybrid, my friend. A serious hybrid.
So let's talk about what happened in Virginia. By the way, we really did sweep in New Jersey, too, but they cheated like crazy again.
Exactly.
They rigged it again. But in Virginia, I can't quite figure out why they didn't rig it like they did in New Jersey and come through with 100,000 late ballots at the last minute with boxes found in the back.
I'm sorry, my friend. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, go. I just get.
I was going to say, I think they did. It's rare that I get to the right of you on election fraud, but I actually think that they did attempt.
And it wasn't enough. And it wasn't enough.
That's what they said. Exactly.
Right.
It just wasn't enough. You know?
Well, you know, that's what I think happened to Trump in 16. I think Hillary cheated like crazy. That's why they were in shock when it came out that Trump was the winner. They were like, no, that can't be. It's not possible. Because they added like 5 million votes that she didn't get. But he had added so many millions of middle-class Americans that it wasn't enough. They weren't prepared with 20 million. They only had 5 million. They figured they may not need any of them, but they would just do a little overkill. They didn't know he'd come in with 10 million extra votes. So I think they cheated in 16 as well.
You got it, brother. And the little secret of 2020 is Trump expanded the electorate map as well. He got more votes than he got
many
in
more.
2016.
12 million more.
Absolutely.
12 million more.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, we picked up more than a dozen House seats in 2020. You know, since Joe Biden has come into power, we've picked up 154 state legislative seats, and we control 2 new chambers of Congress. We control 27 of the 50 governorships in the country. We control 54% of the legislatures, state legislative seats. And we're on a roll, man, and I think we need to stay focused. I think we need to do the balancing act that Glenn Youngkin did, which is don't alienate Donald Trump. That don't buy the hype from the CNNs and the MSNBCs and the usual suspects and the lamestream media. Do not distance yourself from the most powerful metaphorical force in the conservative movement and Republican Party, which is President Trump. Don't ignore him, but determine your own path, determine your own message, determine your own vision. And that's what Youngkin did. And by the way, it wasn't just Virginia that we cleaned up. Like you said, we, frankly, probably won in New Jersey, but also in liberal Minneapolis, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa-loving, radical left got their ass handed to them as the good people of Minneapolis, most of them liberals, defeated a referendum on defunding the police and reimagining the police, if you will, because crime is going skyrocket.
And probably one of the most interesting things that happened, or the two most interesting things I think that happened on election night, number one was in New Jersey, where it appears, it's still not really official, but it appears that a broke, unknown, nobody truck driver has beaten the Democrat president of the state Senate, and the truck driver spent $153, most of it on Dunkin' Donuts, and he beat the president of the New Jersey Senate. Niger, something's going on. Let's face it.
It really is, Wayne. It is almost like a sequel to a movement that you and I were not only a part of, but led in large part, the Tea Party Revolution. It is a parent-led Tea Party Revolution, and it's a Tea Party Revolution from the suburbs and from women in the suburbs, certainly in New Jersey and in Virginia and in other parts of the country. I think we've got spectacular potential. And by the way, this election night not only was a great electoral success, but maybe, Wayne, more importantly, it may have put a stake in the heart of that big AOC, Bernie Sanders generated Joe Biden so-called Build Back Better agenda. Because I don't think that bill is going to pass. I think I want to hear from you, but I don't think the moderates, you know, if you want to call them moderates, or let's say that they're liberals in moderate clothing in swing districts across the country, I don't think they're going to vote for that nonsense in the House, and I don't think Sinema and Manchin are going to vote for this monstrosity, this socialist monstrosity in the Senate. So I think they could have very well put a stake in the heart of Joe Biden's domestic agenda.
Well, you know, Manchin said today in an interview, and all the liberals are up in arms, they're losing their minds, they're so angry, he said that America is clearly a center-right country. And it is. That's exactly right. But I don't know why Joe Manchin doesn't finish that sentence and say, so today I'm leaving the Democrat Party and I'm becoming a Republican. That's what Joe Manchin should do. He is in West Virginia. It's 70% Republican. Why is he staying a Democrat? They're all crazy. And they all hate him now. And now that he's admitting center-right, no other Democrat would ever say those words. And now that he's in trouble and they hate him for it, just get out of the party, join us, and then Kamala's finished. It's a 51-49 Senate. We can block everything Biden does the rest of the way till we knock him out of office. So that Manchin could become a Republican and save the country.
I think that would be spectacular, although I must say that I'm of two minds on this. On the one hand, I couldn't agree with you more. Joe Manchin is certainly much more one of us than he is one of them, and he might as well make it official. On the other hand, I like seeing the squabbling going on within the Democrat Party and the fact that the radical left has no choice but to stomach Manchin. And our next-door neighbor right here in Nevada, right next door to us in Arizona, Kristen Sinema, who I must admit is a huge surprise. I mean, I thought the first outgoing or out of the closet bisexual elected senator of the United States
would be a huge liberal, right?
Would be a huge liberal, exactly. But not true.
Well,
she has been a rock star.
She could be the one who becomes a Republican. See, people don't understand. Listen, I hated Obama. But Niger, it certainly wasn't because he was black. It was only because of his views. If Obama became a Republican, I'd love the same guy. So am I against lesbians or bisexuals? No. If she becomes the first bisexual Republican, I'm all for her. You know, so it's got nothing to do with the, it has to do with nothing with the race of the person or the sex of the person. I'm the only reason I dislike people is because of their views. That's it. I don't like Democrats. I don't like what they stand for. They're destroying this country. You can't live with them anymore, you know?
Well, you made a brilliant point just now that I don't think should be understated, which is Kristen Sinema could very well switch before Manchin, because Manchin has been such a good representative as a senator in West Virginia. There really is no real challenge to him, certainly not within the Democrat Party. On the other hand, in our next-door neighbor, Arizona, the liberals, like you said, are losing their mind. They're losing their stuff. And they are talking about, well, first of all, they follow Kristen, which was a disgraceful thing. They follow Kristen Sinema into the restroom
with
a camera on, okay, to try to pressure her to vote for the Build Back Disaster bill. But now they're talking about coming up with a liberal AOC-type challenger to Kristen Sinema in the Democrat primary. So she could very well be in a situation where she actually loses the Democrat Party primary and then decides to run as an independent and win and then switch over and become a member of the grand old party, my friend.
Well, I hope so. We're waiting for it. Niger, don't go anywhere. We'll be back more. Wayne Allyn, Niger Innes. Niger's a civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality. And by the way, with my voice on the fritz, trying to come back strong but still weak and hoarse. Niger, I need you to talk, baby. You're giving me relief. We'll be right back.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold
at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at CII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. People lose fat fast, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in the first 88 days on the program and gain 10 pounds of muscle. How'd you like to lose 25 pounds of inner body fat and gain 10 pounds of muscle? The results were spectacular. And that was December, January, and February. So now I've been on the program 11 months and I feel great. I look great. I get told everywhere I go, I look years younger and I look thinner and people think I look like a different person. Again, I didn't lose 25 pounds of weight. I only had a couple pounds to lose, but I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat that surrounds your organs, dangerous visceral fat, and it makes all the difference in the way you look. So you cannot think you're fat and still be fat. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials or cut to the chase. Join right now. 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off, 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. All right, we're back with Niger Innes. Hey, Niger, I believe that the single biggest mistake Democrats have ever made, other than open borders, which of course are angering everybody, but the single biggest mistake other than that is the vaccine mandate. I'm not against the vaccine, although I've pointed out many things about it that are questionable, that are scary, that are dangerous. But nonetheless, everyone has a right to take it or not. But the vaccine mandates are ripping our first responders apart. So they were not able to defund the police. Guess what? This is the way to defund the police. They're making policemen quit, and they're making policemen get fired. And firemen and border agents and prison guards, those are our first responders and our first line of defense. It's ripping the country apart.
It absolutely is, Wayne. It 100% is. And let me tell you something. It is not only the city officials and government officials and our bravest and our most courageous in the firefighter among the firefighters of New York and police of New York, but it's also now you have a new Joe Biden mandate for private businesses if they have a certain number of employees now. And I you know want to applaud Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, I believe, that
yes.
has joined a lawsuit against that, against the federal government mandating a vaccine for private employers. I mean, you can argue if the, you know, if a government has the right or not. I think that's shaky too, but you can argue that they have a right to do that with their own employees. But to do it to private individuals and private companies and private business, I definitely think that is on shaky constitutional grounds, and I think that Kristi Noem and the other governors and attorney generals that she's joined that are challenging this, they could very well be victorious.
Right. Well, you know, listen, I don't believe you have a right to tell anyone to put something in their body they don't want. If it's your body, your choice with abortion, it should be your body, your choice with the vaccine. But let's just assume, as you said, it's on shaky ground, too. But let's assume government can mandate the vaccine to its own employees. I would say that would be limited to the federal government, limited to federal employees, being that we are all, the whole country is founded on the issue of states' rights. It seems to me that if you work in Nevada, and unfortunately we have Steve Sisolak as our governor, and he wants you to have the mandate or not, if he was a Republican or not, that would supersede anything the federal government would say to state employees. So, yes, maybe, and again, that's a court case too, maybe the federal government should be able to tell federal employees something. I don't think it should be about your body, but certainly they can't tell Nevada's employees or California's employees or Texas employees or Florida's employees what to do. That's up to Governor DeSantis. That's up to Kristi Noem, don't you think?
Absolutely. No question about it. It is a fundamental 10th Amendment. There's a reason that our founders put the 10th Amendment, which preserves state autonomy and individual autonomy from a potentially abusive federal government. There's a reason that they put that into the Bill of Rights, made it the last of the 10 Bill of Rights, the first amendments of the 10 amendments to the Constitution. It is precisely to deal with that, and because they instinctively knew that those that govern locally govern the best. You can't have some wild left-wing kook in Washington, D.C. determine what's going to happen in Abilene, Texas, and San Francisco, and Harlem, New York, and in Albany, Georgia. It just makes no sense. It makes sense that the government that is closest to the people that they govern for should be the ones responsible and culpable.
All right, Niger, and it's always great to have you on the show. He's a civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, CORE, CORE, and a great all-around guy from my hometown, Mount Vernon, New York. Niger Innes, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, the root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be back with hour number three of the show, 5 o'clock hour in Las Vegas, 8 o'clock hour East Coast. How do you reach me? WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Or go to my website, RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. Everything I got going, it's all at RootForAmerica.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.